doesn't take very long after Jesus begins his public ministry for word to spread. You know, we heard last week that he cast a demon out of an individual in the synagogue, and then he goes in today's gospel to Simon's mother-in-law and heals her. And by that evening, word had spread through the whole town, and the entire town is surrounding the house. You know, people are flocking to Jesus. And you can imagine this would have been a very chaotic scene, you know, with people who are sick, you know, probably people who are crippled, people who are possessed by demons, along with everybody else crowding around the house. You know, there's probably not much social distancing going on, you know, in that scene right there as everyone's flocking around. But one of the things that we can see in this is that a lot of people in that town were in need of healing, as there are people today who are in need of healing. And, you know, this can reveal to us our own need for the power of Christ to heal us. You know, these miracles are not simply a sign of physical healings, which would have been great for those individuals who received those healings. But more importantly, they reveal to us the power of the spiritual healing that Christ wishes to bring in order to make us whole. I think there's a disconnect in our society because so many people are broken. You know, there's no shortage of pain and suffering in our world. And people so often turn to every other direction. They turn to addictive behaviors and destructive behaviors. They turn to lust. They turn to alcohol. Or people just try and lose themselves in countless hours of entertainment, which can distract them for a while, but never really heal the wounds internally. A lot of people even despair. They just give up on the possibility of healing. But in reality, there's only one place that we can turn for spiritual healing. Yet so often, that's the last place that people want to look. You know, people turn away from the church when it's the church that they need the most. It's Christ that we need to flock to. And if people recognize the power of Christ and the healing that he could bring, then the people would be packing into the church. You know, people would be surrounding the doors of the church like we hear going on in Capernaum. You know, how many people in our society are wounded because of abuse or neglect that they've experienced? They're internally broken and they carry these wounds with them. And what can heal them except an authentic encounter with unconditional love? And that's what we find in Christ. You know, people who are broken can find that healing when they experience the authentic love that only Christ can give them. You know, how many people wander through life aimlessly with no higher purpose, not really understanding what they're supposed to be living for? They just go from one thing to the next, whatever looks good at the moment. Only in Christ can we find our authentic vocation, the purpose for which we were created, and the purpose for which we should be living. Only when we find that vocation do things click and do we find that higher purpose. How many people are bound by the guilt that they've experienced because of some evil they've committed in the past? And people carry that with them day after day after day, when really it's only in the power of the cross that they can find healing and freedom from that sin. The people in the gospel did three things. First, they believed in Jesus Christ. They at least implicitly made an act of faith. They had to come to the realization that this human being walking around, this individual who was walking the streets of their town, had divine power flowing through him and had the power to heal. And the second thing that they did is they went out to him. They didn't stay at home and just say, well, I'm going to pray to God on my own and see if he heals me. They went out to him. They surrounded the house where they knew that he was. And the third thing they did is they opened their wounds before him. They didn't show up and be like, hey, Lord, I just came to see you. I'm good. I don't need anything. You know, they came and they put forth their wounds. They recognized that they needed healing. And what Christ did in response with Simon's mother-in-law, in a very personal way, he reached out to her, he took her by the hand, he lifted her up, and he restored her. That's what the Lord did in a very personal way. He healed and he liberated each one of these people that were brought to him. And so we can ask these three questions of ourselves. First, do we believe that Jesus is truly present in his church, especially in the Eucharist, that it's not simply a symbol of Christ's presence, that this is the physical presence of Jesus Christ? When he said, "This is my body," he meant it. And when he said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever," do we believe that the power of God flows through the sacraments? Is our faith strong enough to see past what our senses can perceive and to see the reality that lies within? And the second thing, do we, like the people in the gospel, flock to Jesus? Do we flock to Mass? Do we flock to adoration? Do we turn to the power of prayer to heal us inwardly? And if not, maybe that's the exact place we need to go to. And the third thing, when we're here at Mass in the presence of the Eucharist, or when we come to Eucharistic adoration, do we just sit in the pews with a wall up? Or do we open our wounds before our Lord? Do we come before the Lord as broken as we might be and present ourselves to him as we truly are? Do we look into the face of Christ and allow him to reach out to us and to lift us up and to heal us? Jesus had a special compassion for those who were suffering and those who were burdened. And when we come to him in faith, when we flock to him like the people of Capernaum did, and when we lay our wounds before him, he's not going to turn us away, and we will not leave disappointed. We'll experience the power of Christ.